Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Y'all, I hope I can do this 7 minutes real good for y'all. Real good, y'all. I think five of it is going to be praising and giving honor to the Lord God in this place today. Because I believe that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we are not going to break through until there's liberty in this place tonight. Amen. Because somebody's still trying to make a decision about God. Even while I'm standing here, we've had five words about God, but somebody is still trying to make a decision about whether or not the God we're talking about is really God in this place. Amen. Somebody's still trying to decide, is what these preachers talking about real? Because they just sound like words in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody is still making a decision. Somebody's trying to still make a decision. Amen. So I give honor to the Lord God tonight. I give him praise tonight. I worship the Lord God tonight. Most of the times when I'm preparing, I get real nervous. I'm like, Lord, I don't know how this is about to go, because if you let me do it, I'm probably going to mess it all up. Amen. So I said, Lord, I need you to take over and do this the way you need it to be done. Because only your Spirit knows what everybody in this place needs, God. I don't know. I don't know who's suffering. I don't know who's on the edge of something. But God, you do it. Amen. I don't know who's trying to make a decision about salvation. I don't know who's thinking about, I want to commit suicide tomorrow. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But God, you sure do know. So as I stand in the presence of the Lord tonight, as I stand in the presence of the people of God tonight, Lord, I want to thank you for choosing me. Because you could have chose anybody, God, to do what you're going to do tonight, Lord. You could have chose anybody, God, to say the sixth word. And it's three simple words. It is finished. Somebody in here needs to declare that it is finished tonight. Amen. My suffering, it is finished. My dilemma, it is finished. My wavering in the world, it is finished. My unforgiving heart is finished. My decision to not love is finished. My decision to give my yes to God is finished. Because it's finished, amen. I kept teasing him. I said, I'm going to need some time. I said, Pastor Manswell, go ahead and stand up when I get up. They be laughing, but I'm real serious about God, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all why I'm real serious about the Lord. Because I was a sinner. I used to be a sinner, y'all. Living in darkness and didn't even know it. Because I said, I'm so nice, Lord. I don't do anything to people. I try really hard to live right, God. And I try to do right, God. But yet I was still a sinner. Living in a mess. And the bad thing was, I was okay with it. Amen. But then as I read the word and allow it to do in me what it's supposed to do, now I realize what it means to be a saint. But let me tell you what it means to be a saint. It does not mean I'm perfect. It does not mean I get it right all the time. But it means that that blood Jesus shed, it still works for me. It means that that blood Jesus shed, it covers my sin. It means that that blood that Jesus shed, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows down to the lowest valley. There were times in my life when I was in a valley, y'all. More times than I'd like to admit. I would tell you my story, but some of y'all in here will go and take it and be a gossip about it. So I'll share it when the time comes, amen. I say, God, how can you bless and curse at the same time? But some of us do it, y'all. Some of us do it, y'all. And some of us real good about it, too. Amen. How much time I got? 1 minute? Two? Well, let me tell you what the Lord told me to write down tonight, y'all. Amen. My word for the night is, it is finished. Amen. That's in John. It's going to be chapter 19, verse 30. It says, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up the spirit. Now, what I'm going to ask y'all to do is pray for me, because when I get real nervous, I'll talk real fast. So sometimes my words get all mixed up, because sometimes it's what's going on in here is trying to come out too fast. Amen. I said, he said, it is finished. Amen. So I thought about the word. I said, God, this looks like a movie to me. Act 1, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Act 2, today you will be with me in paradise. Act 3, behold your son. Behold your son. Behold your mother. Act 4 says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Act 5 says, I thirst. And then there's Act 6. It said, it is finished. These three simple words were the prelude to Jesus' final act of God's plan for our salvation. It is finished. This is going to be a good one, y'all, because I got to get this out of my mouth. There was a Greek word for it, and it is tetelestai. Did I say that right, Reverend Kimbrough? Amen. So what's the interesting thing about this word is, in its conjugation, it means two things. It means that it is past and present at the same time. Well, how can something be past and present at the same time? So when Jesus uttered that, it is finished, he was saying that the suffering of my body and soul are finished, but the salvation of man will continue. The prophecies of the Old Testament concerning my life and the fulfillment of the scripture is complete, but the cost of sin will continue to be paid over and over and over again. He was saying that at the point of this completion, man's salvation begins, and while the old wages of sin were death and the ritualistic healing and killing of lambs and bulls will no longer be necessary, because his blood will never lose its power. It will be his death on the cross that very moment that will seal the deal between him and his Father, and so the shedding of his blood will be required only once, and his alone would atone for my sins and yours and those to come. Amen? Amen. It is finished is the beginning and the closing of a curtain on Acts 6 of what was the greatest spiritual revelation of mankind. It's been over 2,000 years, y'all, and the finish continues to be a beginning for you. While we see Jesus on the cross, beaten beyond recognition, a crown of thorns on his head, he knew that it was just the beginning for us, so he stayed. So, church, when we think about these three simple words, remember that it is just your beginning, because it is finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.